City Council last night approved a tinkering with liquor laws. This change essentially prevents convenience stores that sell alcohol from opening within 100 feet of schools, churches, also added daycares to this list of no-go zones. What do you think of the changes that were made last night?
Right. Well, again, just the churches and other things and schools were already in the code. What was added was daycare, and it was really aimed at a particular project, the Circle K project, that frankly we still have yet to receive an application for a liquor license for this facility. So it's a possible facility at the corner of GE Road and Hershey. The thing that I have difficulty with is changing our code for all places throughout the city because we don't want a particular project. We already have a liquor code that would allow us to stop a liquor license in an area where we feel that it could be harmful to the immediate neighborhood or to the local community. That is part of state law, and it's part of our ordinance. So that's the question, but that's a concern that I have over that. And so at this point, whether or not Circle K proceeds, I don't know. But that is land that's going to be used for something. We have the greatest control if somebody wants a liquor license. If somebody wanted to go in there and put in something else, we may have absolutely no control over it because it's zoned for, you know, for business. So I think the nicest thing, of course, I'm sure for residents would be for it to remain a vacant lot. It's not going to remain a vacant lot. And so I think those are some of the hard realities that we did have as part of our discussion last night, but the council did vote by 5-4 to change the zoning laws.
What is, I know you may not be a supporter of this necessarily, but what is sort of the logic of it? Have there been problems with alcohol in proximity to daycares that maybe sparked interest?
Not that I've
in
ever heard of. As I joked last night, and it was a joke, but it was meant to get at the broader theme, and that is, I've never heard of a 5-year-old coming out of a convenience store with a 12-pack of Bud. And the issue, I mean, it sounds bad, alcohol near daycare, right? But what would be more problematic would be having traffic patterns. We don't want the traffic patterns, let's say, from any business to be too close to a daycare center. The other would be we don't want people drinking, you know, and maybe having an environment that's problematic for a daycare. And that we can take care of under our existing license, powers. And that is specifically, we can say you can't serve single serves. You can't sell single serves. You have to sell 12 packs. Well, that doesn't mean that nobody ever is going to open up one of their 12 packs and start drinking it. But it's a very different culture if you have single serves. And so we have done that under many situations where we've had convenience stores that were near, for example, neighborhoods. And that tends to encourage people to hang around, and it encourages other behavior that the police have documented as well. The police also did note at the Liquor Commission meeting that there have never been any problems that they can find at any of the other Circle Ks. So I think Circle K has a very good reputation. And I don't know if something could have been done with how they would design their parking lot so that the traffic would only come in a different direction, maybe a couple hundred feet away from the daycare. I don't know if that was possible. But at this point, the property line to property line probably means that the Circle K is dead. And it was, as I say, by a 5-4 vote. You could have stopped Circle K without changing the ordinance, though. And that is my main issue.
Yeah, so go into that just one level deeper if you can. So are you talking about the city's liquor commission? You can actually, if somebody raises a neighborhood concern about a potential licensee, you can sort of stop it, or at least
neighborhood conditions and its impact on the neighborhood is one of the things that's part of Illinois law. It's also part of our ordinance. So the mayor is, in a sense, the liquor commissioner and cannot hire, nobody gets any money, but can appoint one or more people to help them. I have appointed two people to help me with that situation. So we currently have a liquor commissioner of myself and two others. And we could say, wow, all right, we've got daycare here. We've got neighbors who are opposed to it. It's a neighborhood operation, and we've done it before. We said, no, no liquor license, and we're not even going to bring it to the council. Or even if the Liquor Commission did, we could bring it to the council with no recommendation to say, hey, you know, we've had some proponents, we've had some opponents. We're bringing this to you with no recommendation. And the council then can, at that point, kill it.
Is there a concern about potential unintended consequences on other future projects, even beyond the scope of Circle K? If you have a business that wants to come into property that just so happens to be near a daycare or one of these other types of facilities, do you think it could slow down other projects down the road?
It absolutely could. That's a great question. Ryan, you obviously do your homework and you're understanding some of the implications of economic development. And that's absolutely the case. So it may be that a restaurant or a grocery store that might want to locate, let's say, across from Meijer, which is not far from a church, or somebody else might want to, on the west side, open up a grocery store where they want to sell packaged liquor that might be next to or near within that 100 feet of some sort of daycare. So absolutely, there could be issues that are associated with that. That's what I mean when I say I'm uncomfortable with the one-size-fits-all, a change in our ordinance to apply to the entire city of Bloomington, when the real goal, I think everybody knows, is to stop Circle K from locating at that particular location. Alderwoman Painter last night suggested that they go down the street, and they might decide to do that. I have no idea. But it was at that particular location that residents and Alderwoman Painter, and then ultimately, of course, it turns out a majority of the council said that they were willing to change the entire ordinance in order to prevent that business from going at that location.
That's Terry Renner, the mayor of Bloomington. Thanks for coming in today, Terry.
Thank you, Ryan. Take care.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington Normal stop by GLT's Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings next week. You'll hear from city manager Pam Reese. It's Sound Ideas.